Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love. And health.
Do we need more people on Earth? Specifically, do you feel the need to have your own children, or are you, well, quite happy, thank you, without children? And if so, what kind of support do you get from your family about your decision to forego kids? Or really, could you care less about what these people think? I'm Christopher Springman, and wherever you're at on the let's have babies or not spectrum, our next guest has got some ideas for you. She is Seattle-based licensed clinical psychologist, Dr. Ellen Walker, author of Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Child-Free Living by Choice or Chance. And I'll give you an official disclaimer here, doctor. I have one child, a daughter's 27, who just graduated from Wellesley and MIT. And most importantly, yay, has a real job. You know, I remember chatting with parents at the Wellesley graduation, just anecdotal evidence. I was surprised by the number of folks who only had one child. And you know what? I have an enormous amount of respect for people who make a conscious, deliberate, mindful decision to have no children, to have one child, whatever is right for them. Oh, by the way, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you.
I would suspect, having read your book, that you have enormous respect, too, for people who say, you know, this is not for me for the following reasons. Am I correct there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing that really bugs me is the idea that over in our country today, over 50% of pregnancies are not planned. So, you know, we've got a lot of folks who are having babies without even sitting down and thinking about whether they want to have a child.
Well, it's funny you should mention that the Guttmacher Institute, which I follow, has mentioned that half of all live births are delivered to women who are unmarried. Like, being married makes a difference in terms of getting knocked up. But, you know, how we define motherhood and relationships and marriage has changed dramatically over the last generation, yes, but the last decade especially. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think people are realizing that they can have children without being in a relationship, and I certainly don't have a problem with that. But I do think that before you become a parent, you need to really make sure that that's the right choice for you. There are a lot of things to consider. Raising a child today, as you know, it costs over $200,000 to bring a child up to 18. That's not even counting college.
That's why I drive a 15-year-old car.
Folks need to do some planning.
I went to your website, CompleteWithoutKids.com, and you have a very, very interesting blog that is up, what I would call the top 8 questions that you should consider in terms of looking at child-free living by choice or chance. May I go through part of this list? I love your response.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Question one is, am I aware of the huge responsibility of caring for a child from birth to 18? And I'll give you a big fat clue here, folks. It goes beyond 18. The phone doesn't stop ringing.
Goes beyond 18, right.
What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't think people have any idea how much time or emotional energy a child is going to take. Takes 8 hours a day, and this is not my statistic, a time management person came up with this, 8 hours a day to raise two children up to the age of 18. So, you know, that's a huge amount of time. Do you have time to raise those children?
Well, and
are
if you're serious,
emotionally mature enough for it?
Well, that's a very good point. I interviewed a 13-year-old woman the other day, and she is a woman, at least by some definition, because she just had a child. And I asked her, what's the best part of, I was trying to figure out, you know, what's a smart question to ask a 13-year-old first-time mother? I said, well, you know, what's the best part of being a mom? She says, oh, it's so wonderful to have someone who will always be with you and always love you unconditionally.
Oh, my gosh.
And she really had the mantra down.
Right.
And, you know, we had a very, very nice talk, but I thought, my goodness, you know, here's a woman 13. By the time she's 21, her child will be what? 13.
Nine years old. Uh-huh.
It is amazing. Our guest is author and psychologist Dr. Ellen Walker, whose book is Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Child-Free Living by Choice or by Chance, available right now at Amazon.com. I would suggest you all check out the book and read the letters and comments. Those alone are quite fascinating. You must be very pleased by the response, Doctor.
I am. I think the thing I'm most pleased by is the numerous emails I get from folks that just say, thank you for writing about this. It's helped me so much. I don't feel like I'm alone. Because this is one of those subjects that we don't talk about. It's not a politically correct topic.
Well, part of your job, I believe, is to give people permission, isn't it? To live a child-free life?
Right, absolutely, right. One of the questions, you were talking about those questions, and I think the one I love the most is, do I enjoy being around children? Because if you're going to be a parent, you need to like kids.
Well,
so,
it certainly...
just common sense.
Well, it certainly helps. I remember going to prenatal classes before our daughter was born, and one night they brought in a woman who just delivered a child, and she was chatting away. And I'll tell you, I thought I was watching a foreign movie without subtitles. Everything she discussed was so weird and so obscure.
Uh-huh.
Until you have this experience, it's something that that you really can't appreciate. I mean, I never saw children before I had a child. I never really paid any attention to them. And now I do because, you know, I am a card-carrying parent. But I can assure you, simply because I have a daughter does not make me an expert on raising children. I think I have a lot to be humble about, and I'm certainly humble about that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you were talking about responsibility, and people need to be willing to do whatever it's going to take to help them be a great parent. And that's not something you're just born with the knowledge to do.
Well, I was asked once by a gay couple to be a sperm donor because they obviously thought that for some reason I had something going for me. You know, on one hand, I was very flattered and thought this was very nice and said, gee, you know, can I donate sperm the old-fashioned way? And they said, no, I think we're going to do IVF. So joking aside, I declined their kind offer because I take parenting very seriously. I mean, what if they conceived a child from my sperm and they got a divorce, or they were abusive parents, or who knows what? I would really feel the need to sort of step in because this is my child too. You know, I would not divorce my contribution of sperm from my responsibilities ultimately as a parent. Am I overreacting?
Oh, no, I'm amazed to hear you say that. And I'm very impressed because imagine if we lived in a world where every single person who had a child, whether it was the father or the mother, was taking it as seriously as you are, we would have a much better world.
Well, of course, I feel that people should be licensed to have a child, but of course, that is not a universally... that is not a universally held view. You know, in your blog, you talk about the poster child for living child-free, Jennifer Aniston. Is it helpful to have role models out there? Gosh, I never thought I'd say that for not having children.
Well, it is, but I have to tell you, I was at the grocery store on Sunday night, and I noticed the tabloid with Jennifer Aniston supposedly holding her baby bump, and I thought, oh, God, here they go again. Jennifer? They just can't let her off the hook.
No, they're happy when she doesn't have children and probably even happier when they do. Our guest is Ellen Walker. Dr. Ellen Walker, who's the author of Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Child-Free Living by Choice, and very often, as the case may be, 50% of the time by chance. People can find your book at Amazon.com, can't they, Doctor?
Uh-huh, right.
You're a wonderful interview, and gosh, there's so much to talk about, including the family that you acquired with two kids, but that's a topic for another day. Thank you so much for joining us on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Dr. Walker.